Hello everyone and welcome to the Extra Dinero podcast. This is Jack. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today I wanted to discuss having a bad week or day. So basically last week in January 2019 I went to 6 stores and did not find any items to purchase to sell. You will come across these days or weeks. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on looking. I did go to 6 stores. Again, it was throughout the week, because as stated before, I usually stop at the stores on my way home to pick up my or for my way home or to pick up my daughter. So I make a quick detour, and I stopped at 6 different stores, and I wasn't able to find anything. But however, I did see a lot of items that are 50% off. So what I do, I take note of these items, and then I note it on my app on my phone, take a picture of the item and what store I found it at, and then I'll make sure to come on a week or two and see if the item is 70% off. One thing you can do, which I have done in the past, is I ask an employee there on when that specific department will again reduce their prices. You will come across a lot of employees that will give you that information. However, I have encountered some that do not like to disclose that for whatever reason. They know you're a reseller and they just don't feel like they let you know. However, don't get upset. Just look for another employee. Someone will tell you. Some will tell you that it all depends. Each day is different. And that's not correct. My experience has been that each store has a specific date where a department prices are reduced. So if you're able to find that date, make sure to remember that, note it somewhere, and come on that date. Come back on that date, because the prices will be discounted. So again, don't get discouraged. This happened to me before, however, and then you'll have weeks where each store you hit, you find something to sell. So, you know, it all depends. That's the name of the game. So just keep on pushing. Don't get discouraged. Ask questions and take notes, and that's it. If you have any questions, anything else you would like to know about selling on eBay or on any other platform, shoot me an email or hit me up on Instagram. My email is theextradinero@gmail.com. That's theextradinero@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram at @extra_dinero. That's @extra_dinero. I will keep on doing these podcasts. I have noticed that the shorter podcasts are very popular, more popular than longer podcasts. So I'll try to make these smaller recordings so that you guys can enjoy and listen and learn as much as possible. Again, hit me up if any questions. I'm here to help you, and we'll try to keep on posting more podcasts that would help you hopefully begin selling on eBay, encourage you to sell and make some extra dinero. Thank you and have a great day. Hello and welcome to the Extra Dinero podcast. This is Jack. I hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, I thank you very much, and I hope to keep on providing you a great service with information that you could use to start your own business, your eBay business. And hopefully you'll share this podcast with your friends and family. So this podcast was created to help you sell online, specifically on flipping items on eBay. I've been doing this for about 6 years. I do this part-time. I do not do this full-time. I do have a full-time job, which I love. However, I love the art of the flip, and who doesn't need extra money? And I do make extra money flipping on eBay. So on today's podcast, I want to talk about 5 mistakes to avoid while selling on eBay. These are simple mistakes that I've made in the past. Recently, I made one about 2 months ago. And it's a good idea to avoid these mistakes so that you could make as much profit as possible on your items. So let's start off with number 5. Not having a digital shipping scale. So you do need a shipping scale. They run anywhere from about $10 to $25 on Amazon, on eBay. I would suggest to grab one. It would avoid you from having to go to the post office every time you sell an item or you're going to list an item. But most importantly, it would avoid you underpricing your item or underpricing your shipping cost. I made that mistake about 2 months ago. My scale broke. I ordered one online. It took a few days for it to get to my house. I had an item to list. Unfortunately, I didn't wait for my scale to show up. So I listed the item. I took the suggestion from eBay on the shipping cost. And I guesstimated the weight. And unfortunately, I was wrong. My item sold in about 2 days. When I was getting ready to ship it, I took it to the post office. I weighed the item and I was completely off. And my item cost a lot more than I was anticipating to ship. So it had to go to New York, the item. I'm in California. I had to go all the way to New York, priority mail. I wasn't going to ship it ground mail now. I mean, it would have been a few dollars cheaper, but not too much. Because I listed it as priority, so that make sure to do that. If you list it as priority, make sure to ship it priority. It is not the customer's fault that you messed up. It is your fault, and don't have the customer pay for that. So I shipped the item priority mail. I end up making about $3 on the item. I was expecting to make anywhere from $10 to $12 on the item. I only made $3. So don't guesstimate the weight. Just purchase a digital shipping scale. It costs anywhere from, I seen it, $10 to $25. The one I purchased was about $25 and it works great. And just make sure to get one, and that way you could go ahead and get your item shipped. Number 4, not having the proper shipping materials or not shipping your item properly. I made the mistake as well on this last Christmas where I was selling some earrings. I bought these earrings. I had boxes for them, but I ran out. Somebody purchased my earrings. I had to ship them out. I only had envelopes. I decided to stick the earrings in an envelope and ship them that way. Unfortunately, my customer received a damaged item. The earrings were broken. The customer obviously wanted a refund, which I gave back 100% of the money. I even actually had the customer keep the item. I didn't have any need for it. I mean, it was broken. I refunded the money. And also, I didn't want the customer to go through the trouble of having to ship that item back to me when I made the mistake. I mean, I wasn't making too much. I believe I was going to profit about $6 on the item. So I figured I'll lose a couple of dollars. The customer, although they received the damaged item, they still left me a positive review because I refunded their money and I allowed them to keep the item. So that turned out well. But the point of that is make sure to ship your items correctly. If they need a box, put them in a box. If they could fit it. If they need bubble wrap because it's a fragile item, make sure to, you know, wrap it in bubble wrap. Put some newspaper in there to make sure it doesn't break. Make sure to put fragile on the box itself or on the envelope to make sure it does not get damaged. That is very important. You want to make sure to keep your customers happy. Make sure they receive their items that they've paid for. So keep that in mind. Always ship your items properly. Number 3, not calculating your eBay fees. You could find a eBay fee calculator on any app store on your phone. They're completely free. But do not guesstimate your eBay fees, your PayPal fees, and your shipping fees. Do not do that. You will end up losing money. I had a friend that started an eBay business. He was doing really well. And I tell him, how much are you making per item? He's like, about this much. I'm like, you don't know how much you're making? He's like, no, I just guesstimate the fees. And then I ship the item. I'm like, no, that is not the right way to do it. You need to run this as a business. You need to know how much money you're making and how much you're spending on fees, on shipping and whatnot. I had my buddy download the app and we actually calculated the fees, and my friend was losing 30 cents on each item he would, on this particular item that he would sell, he would lose 30 cents. So he was making no money. He was calculating that he was making about $6 a piece. He was making no money whatsoever. He was losing 30 cents. Again, these eBay calculator fees are free, 100% free. And there's so many on the app stores. There's no reason for you not to have one. So make sure to get one. Number two mistake to avoid is not following up on feedback. Feedback is extremely important on eBay. A customer will look at your feedback. You know, especially if it's a high ticket price item, they will look at your feedback to make sure you've sold this kind of item so that they feel more comfortable purchasing that from you. Some customers will not leave a feedback. However, you need to follow up. What I do in my case, what I do is once I know that the item's been delivered, I give it about anywhere from 48 hours to 24 to 48 hours, and I send a quick email saying, you know, something like, I see you received your item. I hope you're happy. Thank you very much for your purchase. I would appreciate it if you, I've left a positive feedback for you. I would appreciate it if you would to leave a feedback in regards of your experience with our transaction. I do not ask them to leave a positive feedback. I just want them to leave a feedback. And I do say also on the message, if you have any concerns or if there's any issues, please reach out to me. Usually I get a good response. I believe my response on a feedback after that email is about anywhere from 70 to 75%. So it's better than not following up and not getting that feedback, because feedback is very important on eBay. And also, the stars that you see on eBay are feedback. Those are not the amount of items you've sold. So you've probably sold more items than you have feedback. So make sure to follow up. I mean, it makes the customer feel better from purchasing from you. So follow up on that feedback. Do not make the mistake on not following up on that. And number one mistake to avoid is not listing your items. We're all busy. We all have families. We are busy, but we need to make some time out of our day to list these items. I know people that purchase, they go shopping and buy all these things to sell, but do not list it. I know it's boring. I know it's not the best thing about selling on eBay, listing your item, but you have to do it. You need to find the time. You're not a public storage place where you're just going to hold these items. You need to sell them, flip them as soon as possible. So you need to make some time out of the day. For example, what I do, my daughter's probably asleep about 8:30, 9 p.m. I take pictures at 9 and I post the items and I list them. It takes anywhere from maybe 30 minutes to an hour. But you need to list these items. I mean, there's been days that I don't want to do it, but you need to find the time. If you don't list it, you don't sell it, and you are here to make money. And the reason it's number one, because a lot of people that I've known have done that. They just buy the items and don't sell it. I mean, when I first started selling on eBay, I made that mistake. I had my garage full of stuff, but then looking at it and wanting to list it was horrible. But you need to do it. Make some time for it. This business is not going to be easy. It's not going to always be the funnest
business you have or the funnest time you have, but you need to list these items. It's extremely important to do that. So quickly, let's go over the five mistakes. Number five, not having a digital shipping scale. Number four, not properly shipping your items. Number three, not calculating your eBay, PayPal, and shipping fees. Number two, not following up on feedback. And the number one mistake to avoid is not listing your items. So those are five mistakes not to do it. If you have any more, any suggestions, please leave a comment or shoot me an email at theextradinero@gmail.com or on Instagram at extra_dinero. That's extra_dinero, DINERO. Thank you very much for your time. Keep on pushing. There's money out there to be made. If you have any questions, again, shoot them to me. And till next time, thank you very much for listening and have a great day.